Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Wednesday, February 7th. We are talking about the aftermath of a historic storm in California, where it's headed next, and why the threat still is not over for people in the Golden State. Also, the outcome of a first-of-its-kind legal case that tested the limits of who's really responsible for a school shooting. Plus, what federal investigators learned about the plane that came apart mid-flight. The details of a new home base for streaming live sports. And why a lot of people are going viral by getting fired. Those stories and even more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. One of the wettest storms in Southern California history ended up causing nearly 500 mudslides just in the Los Angeles area. On top of that, hundreds of trees crashed down. And the threat isn't totally over, even now that the rain has mostly stopped since the ground can keep shifting. And tonight, another heavy burst of rain is expected, which could bring more flooding. Separately, south of LA, the National Weather Service issued a rare tornado warning for San Diego County yesterday. The warning was quickly canceled, but the storm was still pretty strong, and it turned some San Diego streets into rivers. The storm broke many rain and wind records all across the state, but there is a silver lining. It helped to boost water supplies that are often strained in California. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power said more than 1 billion gallons of rains were captured for groundwater and local supplies. Next up, this storm is moving east, bringing heavy rain and snow into parts of Arizona and Nevada. For the first time, a parent of a school shooter has been found criminally responsible for the violent crime committed by her son. This all goes back to 2021, when 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly shot and killed four of his classmates at his Michigan high school. Six other students and a teacher were hurt. And the gun was a gift from his parents. But that's not the only reason the prosecutors say his mother, Jennifer Crumbly, was responsible. They also argued she failed to get him proper mental health treatment despite ongoing warning signs like hallucinations. And they pointed to a meeting she had with school employees on the morning of the shooting after a teacher found disturbing drawings from Ethan, including the words, "The thoughts won't stop. Help me." The school asked her to take Ethan home and get him help, but she said no. All that said, her defense team argued the blame should really fall on Ethan, who planned and carried out the shooting on his own, or on Ethan's father, who failed to secure the gun. In the past, parents have faced liability for their child's actions with charges like neglect or firearms charges. But this is the first time a parent has been found directly responsible for the deaths. Jennifer Crumbly was convicted on 4 counts of manslaughter and could spend up to 15 years in prison. She's scheduled to be sentenced in April. Ethan's father, James Crumbly, stands trial for the same charges next month. Ethan was sentenced last year to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He decided not to testify in his mother's trial. The U.S. and Mideast allies are still trying to broker a deal that could free hostages in Gaza who were taken from Israel on October 7th. But for many of those hostages, time could be running out. Just this week, Israeli intelligence officers concluded at least 30 of the remaining 136 hostages in Hamas custody have already died. And military officials say unconfirmed intelligence suggests at least 20 more hostages may have also been killed. The rest could be released as part of a ceasefire deal that's being pushed by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar. It proposes a several-week pause in the Gaza fighting to allow Hamas to safely release the hostages. Some Palestinian prisoners in Israel would also be freed. For now, Israeli and Hamas leaders are still mulling over the details. The U.S. House held a noisy, rowdy vote on Capitol Hill this week. Lawmakers were deciding whether to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republican leaders apparently thought they had the impeachment in the bag. But four GOP lawmakers ended up going against the party's plan and voted no, along with all the Democrats. So the final vote was 214 yeses to 216 noes. Remember, House Republicans who brought the articles of impeachment accused Mayorkas of refusing to enforce U.S. immigration laws to stop people entering the country illegally through the southern border. Though Democrats argued the effort was just political theater and that policy disagreements are not impeachable offenses. Still, top Republicans say they're not giving up and plan to hold another vote soon. But even if that one does pass, it's unlikely the Democratic-controlled Senate will take the next step of actually removing him from office. Nevada Republicans have weighed in and have overwhelmingly rejected Nikki Haley. As we explained yesterday, she was the only major GOP candidate on the primary ballot yesterday since former President Trump opted to participate in the caucus instead. But Haley still did not win. Instead, most voters picked none of these candidates as an option. And Trump is expected to collect all of Nevada's delegates after tomorrow's caucus. As for the Dems, President Biden is projected to win Nevada's primary with about 90% of the vote, handing him his second official win of the election season. Republicans are now focused on the Virgin Islands and South Carolina, and then both Democrats and Republicans will vote in Michigan later this month. We have more news for you still coming up, but first, a message from our sponsor. So I've heard so much about Skims that I'm really excited to have some pieces to talk about now. And honestly, I'm a customer from here on out, especially because of the fabric and the fit of the Fits Everybody collection. Really, you need to feel this fabric to understand. I noticed it right out of the bag. It is so soft and so stretchy. I love that they have a wide variety of sizes as well. Think extra, extra small to 4X. And a bunch of different shades of nude. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear for every body. Believe the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and more perfect fit essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for a gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine shop ever, also available at skims.com. Okay, now back to the news. The U.S. Postal Service announced a new plan to reduce its carbon footprint. The plan includes diverting more parcels from air to ground transportation. Also, it will boost the number of electric mail trucks on the roads, and delivery routes will be made more efficient. On top of that, facilities will be modernized and less waste will be sent to landfills. Overall, the Postmaster General says the new initiatives will lower greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by the end of the decade. And it will help the Postal Service cut costs, too. Some critics have raised concerns, like about whether the electric vehicles will be dependable enough in colder climates. But environmental groups responded positively, saying it's more proof EVs especially are good for both business and the environment. Federal investigators are starting to get to the bottom of what went wrong aboard the Alaska Airlines plane that came apart during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary report yesterday. It says months before the flight, Boeing was repairing the plane in one of its factories. And during that repair, bolts used to secure a side panel were removed. Then, when the repair was completed, not all the bolts were reinstalled. But the plane was delivered to Alaska Airlines anyway, and that panel is exactly what blew off. Boeing CEO responded to say his company must do better and that there's a plan in place to strengthen quality, even if that means slowing things down. Still, the FAA is not taking Boeing's word for it. The FAA's top official told lawmakers yesterday that the agency is going to be stepping up its on-the-ground presence to closely monitor Boeing's aircraft production and manufacturing. It also has opened up its own investigation into Boeing. One of country music's biggest stars has passed away. Toby Keith died from stomach cancer at 62 years old. He's best known for hits like Should Have Been a Cowboy, How Do You Like Me Now, Beer for My Horses, and Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Keith performed at events for Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump awarded him a National Medal of the Arts. Keith was also an advocate for the American military and went on 11 USO tours to perform for U.S. service members overseas. Fellow country music stars have been sharing their condolences online, like Dolly Parton, Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, and many more. It's about to get at least a little easier to figure out what's real on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Parent company Meta says it's going to start detecting and labeling more images generated by artificial intelligence. The company already labels content using its own AI tools, but in the coming months, labels will come to images made with OpenAI, Microsoft, Adobe, Shutterstock, Google, and other products too. To be clear, the change is only coming to images for now. Meta says tools to mark audio and video content are still being developed. So in the meantime, the company says it's up to people to label their own altered audio and video content, and it could penalize those who don't. Oh, and while we're talking about social media, Blue Sky is now open for anyone who wants to sign up. That is the social network championed by Twitter's co-founder, Jack Dorsey. It resembles Twitter, now known as X, but Blue Sky's code is completely open source, giving people outside of the company insight into what is being built and how. Three of the biggest sports TV companies are joining forces in a deal that could reshape the media landscape. ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery announced they plan to launch a joint streaming service this fall as a new way to access live sports. The platform doesn't have a name or price yet, but we know it will include all of the broadcast and cable networks the three companies own. So that's ESPN and all of its sister networks, as well as the ABC Broadcast Network, TNT, TBS, and True TV, plus the Fox broadcast station, FS1 and FS2. Those networks all have rights to major pro sports leagues, including the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, the major college sports divisions, and more. So they'll all be available through a new app. And ESPN does plan to keep its standalone streaming app, too. Though some high-profile sports content will still be off-limits to subscribers of the new platform. For example, most NFL Thursday night football games will stay on Amazon's Prime Video. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for almost a year now, I've been drinking AG1 every day. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel nourished. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I like to drink AG1 first thing in the morning, which is recommended for optimal nutrient absorption. If I'm running short on time and can't mix my AG1 before heading out, I'll grab a travel pack. Each is an individual serving of AG1 that's easy to mix on the go, helping ensure I get my daily nutrients no matter what. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I've partnered with them for a while now. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. So there is a new trend that's been growing in the era of remote work. Some employees are recording their layoffs or firings as they happen on video calls and are then posting them on social media. These videos have become pretty popular on TikTok, X, and other platforms. Some even rack up millions of views. So what's behind these posts? Well, the founder of layoffs.fyi, which has been tracking startup and tech firings, says there's no longer a lot of shame around losing your job. He said, ever since COVID-19 struck and millions of people lost their jobs, layoffs have become more normalized. Of course, remote work also plays a big role. Workers who get laid off while working from home are often alone without anyone to commiserate with. So sharing online could be a way to cope and get some solidarity. Also, some employees who have posted their firings also say they wanted to shine a light on their employers as not to give them the upper hand. And experts say in that way, these videos could work holding managers, HR teams, and companies as a whole accountable to conduct more humane layoffs or else risk bad publicity. But others are urging professionals to post with caution, since a company could think twice about hiring a candidate who could publicly expose the inner workings of their job. And of course, they recommend checking severance agreements that could come with some limitations about making public statements. Well, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine. And thank you to all of our insiders providing vital support to the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.